Joining us throughout the night is 8-time Group 1 winning jockey. He's been a wonderful addition for us here at RSN 927. He'll be joining you, Gator, during Cup Week there for Channel 10. I speak of James Winks, and he joins us now here on the spring ticket. Good afternoon to you, James.
Gentlemen, how are we?
Good, thanks, mate. We're just talking about the Moonee Valley track and the difference between, say, Flemington and Caulfield and what makes... what makes punting easier at Moonee Valley, and what you need to look for. Your thoughts on riding the track there at Moonee Valley?
Yeah, well, look, obviously tonight the rain hasn't arrived that we thought, so watching the first, it looks perfect, so hopefully it continues that way. With the Valley, I don't know if it's easier to punt, in my opinion, and I say that just due to the circumference of the track. I felt when I was riding, there's always something going on at the Valley. You look at from the, say, well, let's start at the Cox Plate start. There's a rush to the first corner. Then if someone's wide, they tend to push on, and then all of a sudden the speed will come out of the race. Then you look at the mile start. There's a rush to the first corner. So all the starts is what I'm trying to get at. They're rushes to the first corner, where the difference between a Flemington or a Caulfield out of the 1,200 metre shoots, etc., they're actually lovely flowing runs. So there's always a lot going on at Moonee Valley, and you've got to be a lot more switched on. And like I said, there's a lot more happening, so it becomes a lot more tactical.
So at the Valley, what was your greatest experience, your biggest success?
Yeah, I was fortunate enough to win the Moonee Valley Cup on galloping over the 2,500. And that's, again, it's another tricky start. So it's only probably a furlong run to the first corner at the top of the straight, so... I was lucky to win a Gold Cup on him, and then I went on to ride him in the Melbourne Cup.
So tonight you've had a close look at the fields. If you had to choose one horse, which horse would you like to be riding?
Well, I've got a lot of time for Alfa Oro in race three. I just think he's a lovely, lovely animal. Obviously, credit to the stable for getting him back to his best. I know he's got a picket fence, and it's probably a bit of a standout, but he's a very exciting horse. But if I was going to pick one that I'd love to be riding in the Moy, I'd like to stick with the Toppy. I just think he's proven, and there's going to be great tempo in that race, and I reckon he just gets the gun run behind him.
All right, Wingsy, we'll be catching up with you throughout the evening, especially before races 4 and 5, and also before the Moy. So you'll take a close look at each and every race, and hopefully you can help us back a winner on this Friday night. And then we'll do it all again tomorrow ahead of Caulfield's big day there, highlighted by the Underwood Stakes.
All right, boys. Well, I'll be doing my best, and watch that candle.
Good on you, Wingsy.